The Blue Jackets back in Gatlinburg. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Always look forward to state convention and being able to put on a convention for our members. That's the culmination for all the members' work for the entire year.
This week, over 3,000 FFA members and guests are once again back in Gatlinburg for their annual convention, something I'm sure the residents and business owners are glad to see after the horrific wildfires swept through the area last fall. State FFA President Mackenzie Clark.
It's really important that we're being able to still have it in Gatlinburg this year because there was a lot that was lost with the wildfires, and I think just being able to still have it in Gatlinburg is kind of a way to lift everyone's spirits and let them know that everything's going to be okay, and all of us coming together for convention is kind of a way to be each other's support system and remind each other that we're all still here and we're all going to get through all of the trials and tribulations that we do face as FFA members and as citizens in Tennessee.
Mackenzie Clark and her state officer team will be giving their retiring addresses during this convention, plus lots of chapter and individual awards will be handed out, including a number of state farmer degrees. State Sentinel Allison Parker says the blue and gold colors will transform Gatlinburg this week.
The national FFA theme is transform from purpose to action, and so that's what the theme of our convention will be, and we look forward to seeing the streets of Gatlinburg flooded with those blue jackets to hopefully not only transform them but their communities as well through their FFA chapters. So there's going to be a big push towards community involvement and service, since our motto does say that we are living to serve. And so we wanted to make sure as a state officer team that members knew that that's what our responsibility was while we got to wear the jacket.
It's been something, like I said, that we have looked forward to since we were members in high school. And so, yes, it's bittersweet because we are excited for it, but we're kind of not ready for the year to end.
And we'll have more all week from Gatlinburg and the FFA convention. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.